Blind to periphery, deaf to anything emitting estranged lips, hunting for verbs when a plethora of consonants writhe intangibly by the weeping wounds concealed by striated grief. Feral and straying from the path that light guides feet towards, ignorance of enigmatic gates, ignorant of the ellipsis of never-ceding fate, you crumble softly upon the shield of those that fell first in a shining misperception of self. Non-stop layovers overstepping functionality of shapelessness, forms and fragmentation sympathetically frightened systems ever skewered by the partitions that stir connections between enmity and the ingratiated, ever-arching and overreaching spans and sprawls of doldrums constructed solely to offer control to otherwise distortional groups of experimentation that, when sung, embellish all that's pretty and pure, creating caricatures too severe to ever be considered anything more than pseudo-speak, relationally inept monstrosities remotely kept to score the sensations of relations as to what is and bound to be necessity. All too often these pronouncements purge within, the waves and turns forever tumbling through the tumults in our acidic wake. When you are alone, the internal monologues never seem to die. Instead, words and dialectical compositions continuously loop back and about, awry the confusing preamble's retort, triangulating the precipitation upon the brow, and then appears the invisible degradation, the corruption of motility, the vagrancy of ability, influx stasis, gyrating in solitary conformation, lens of laughter peering at you through the shafts of radioactive thought processions, creating, haunting, the cyclicality of mood irrigating, all paths to come, all ruts we've succumbed from.